Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right. Where should we start? What have we got? Yeah, right. Yeah. Separate calls is a good idea. That's. Yeah, when in doubt. The text for the actual call, is she going to rework something or she should? I think she might be glad to see kind of the one for linguistics to adapt. That's always quite helpful.
Stands out something applicable to them, but they don't go, oh, we're just getting rubbish.
They know her. That's the thing. I don't think so. Let's send out the call as soon as possible, see what reactions we get, and then see if we have to put on some restraints. Let's see. Up to three, but don't exaggerate, yeah. I'm thinking if we go for, say, I'm thinking a slot of 1.5 hour each, so three lectures each, that will be three per day times three will be 27. Once in the morning, twice in the afternoon. Yeah, I mean, or twice in the morning, once in the afternoon. No. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I was about to say. Poster session is a good idea because just the people presenting the posters are there and can say something about it. Actually, there's always a problem again. Then the people who are presenting the posters don't get around to go and look at others' posters. But let's see about that. Yeah. Do we have any information on this? First, yes. Oh. Actually, we have a message here from Mitz about the poster session. Poster session was introduced in 1999 as part of the main conference. In 2000, it was held separately in October. The intention was to use it as a way to introduce incoming postgrad students to the department's research culture. However, I did not pursue this idea the following year because the comments I received from students in 2000 were generally discouraging. On the other hand, I later learned that some students did find the October poster session quite a useful experience. My suggestion, therefore, is to re-examine the idea of poster session altogether and find a better way to implement it, if there seems to be enough interest in it. Yeah, last sentence. One possibility is to put it back in the main conference and let people choose between a paper presentation and a poster. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think he means that it would be the first year sort of only to survive would do a post.
Oh,
Not. Okay, so at least
Well, a
if I
poster I
see.
might do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I might be able to fill that role. That's good anyway. So we've got an idea. I think there's 30 talks and say 6, 10 posters, whatever we can manage to fit in the room. So we need to look at where we're going to hold it. We could have it in B9, but there's things all over the wall. There are pictures that want to
All
be
these
taken.
dead
So
linguists.
can we take the pictures down? Can we use B9 for the posters?
Well, we should find out if January B's poster boards, if there are some poster boards that we can get hold of, then that's.
Write into the call that we are considering the idea of having a poster session so people can indicate would they prefer to give a poster or a talk, but the ultimate decision is on our side because we have to see how does it work out with the poster session, how does it work out with the talks.
What we'll do is we can just say if you want to do a talk, then just say so. And if you want to do a poster, then say you want to do a poster, and we can put a place around that. And if we get absolutely tons of people wanting to do posters, even though everyone's kind of done it as a compound, then we might have to sort of say to them, well, would you consider doing a talk instead because, and particularly the second and third years. Because we need more talks and just, do it like that. We can even say something like, first years might want to give a poster or something like that, because I don't know, maybe that's a bad idea.
Just throw a general suggestion at them, see what happens.
So we've got some sort of idea of the structure and how many talks we're going to be able to have.
Well, a maximum. I mean, I
I
guess
mean,
that will evolve when we get the response from
okay.
participants initially. That's what
So,
happens.
okay. So English language, we'll put on the main call, and I'll just kind of market it as a linguistics and English language or something like that. I think.
And is the other main group then philosophy?
Yes, and informatics, we can cover as well. So I had a look at whether they do philosophy of language and logic and stuff here, and they kind of do. There's
I think they do.
about three or four full-time members of staff that list philosophy of language as a major interest. So chances are they're going to have some PhD students that are interested. So do we think we should invite them? I think I'd be surprised if we got sort of four out of them. I think that would be
Still,
amazing if we did.
yeah.
So I think it's probably worth it. I don't think we're going to get inundated with
Yeah.
requests. So I think it's worth asking them.
Asking philosophy.
Yeah.
I think informatics would.
I mean, I think informatics is, I think, worth asking. There's the CSDR and HCRC.
I mean, I'm thinking that the informatics potentially is quite a big response.
Yes.
Yeah, might be interesting stuff coming in. Heard something recently about, I think, somebody's master's project to look in how far English is actually, or in how far English is a shaping influence on programming languages.
Yeah, so I guess would we want to ask them and put some kind of like proviso in to make it specific to sort of preemptively
Yeah. 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 Or some relevance clause. Yeah. Kind of a relevance clause. Adjust. Yeah. Time would be good for you. I think that's, so far it's just a general statement of interest, what we intend to do, what we actually get to do, we'll see later when we have this stuff.
We need to have a meeting, and that's when all the real work starts.
Yeah.
So, what's the absolute latest? I mean, maybe in the
2 weeks ahead. End of March.
End of March might be okay.
Yeah.
I'm going away for 2 weeks on the 4th of April.
Yeah, and I will be away probably until Easter, so this actually means we have the week directly after Easter between my coming back and you leaving to get the stuff done.
So,
what kinds of things do you think people are actually going to need?
Well, hopefully, most people will either have something like PowerPoint or they'll just have PDF slides or something. Hopefully, no one will have anything too specialized.
In my experience, what you usually should have is some kind of, what's it, overhead thingo. Beamer. In some cases, we might, if it's really tough, we might be in need of some sound system to play recordings. Should be there, yeah. Adjusting. Yeah.
If we gave them, say, till mid-March, that would be good. So give them something like 10 days or whatever to get the title in, and then give them a week on top of that to get the actual abstract done. And the abstract doesn't have to be much, it's probably only half the size of A4 or something, isn't it? It's just enough that we can see that it's interesting or what.
No way anymore.
So, unfortunately, I don't have a calendar.
Neither do I.
What were you going to say?
A quick career is not a kind of. The title deadline?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if they're really serious, to be a bit late with the title might not be bad because it will help them to. Yeah. 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 Getting access to the account, blah 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 blah. Yeah. 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 We've got it all written down. Should I take care of the web page? Yeah. Not quite, but almost. Yeah. I think latest, as soon as the call is out. Because then we have the call thing, we have that away, and look at the more organizatory stuff, like do we know about chairs, tea, and stuff? Okay.